A Long Road, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by K-Burb. This is a Merlin fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Leon, Gawain, Arthur, and Lancelot. Additional tags include making friends, training, competent Leon, competent Arthur, getting to know each other, Gawain now wants to learn all of Leon's tricks, and Lancelot wants to make Arthur proud. The new knights were skilled, Leon would give them that. What they were not was disciplined. A consistent training regime was a new idea for them, or so they all claimed. There was something about Gawain that made Leon question if this was truly the first time he'd experienced training of this nature. Still, they weren't yet close enough for Leon to question him further, not without just making him turn defensive. Leon was patient. He could wait. In the meantime, he'd do his job whether Gawain particularly liked it or not. Gawain had made it this far on his skills alone, but it took more than skill to be a knight of Camelot. Lancelot was easy. He was eager to learn, glad of the sort of formal training he'd been denied. He was a diligent student, already in possession of great skill. Leon enjoyed training and sparring with him, and he knew Arthur did too. Lancelot would quickly be among the best knights in Camelot. Leon had no doubt of that. Finding the right balance with Elion was trying for both of them. They'd reconnected a little since Elion's return to Camelot, but he'd never been as close to Elion as he had been with Gwen, even when they were children. The distance between them when Elion returned was stark, and truthfully, Leon hadn't had the time to devote to changing it. Nor had Elion shown much in the way of inclination to do so either. Now Elion was a knight, one that Leon was responsible for as much as Arthur was. Percival was a different sort of challenge. He was big and strong, but like Gawain, lacked in knightly discipline. Leon was used to being the tallest, so having Percival around was quite the change. It forced him to adapt some of his training techniques, but Leon enjoyed the challenge. Making them into knights in more than just name was going to be a long road. Leon raised an unimpressed brow. Gawain groaned where he lay on the ground. "Are you part tree or something?" Gawain asked. "Because that should have worked, yet there you still stand, practically planted in the ground." Rolling his eyes, Leon held out a hand to help Gawain up.
"Perhaps if your posture hadn't so clearly indicated your intent," Leon pointed out.
Gawain gawked as he was helped up. "It did not," Gawain protested. Leon turned to look at the others, who all looked as confused as Gawain. Even Merlin, who was sitting a few feet away cleaning some of the equipment they had already finished with, looked baffled. He was sporting what Arthur referred to as the Merlin the Startled Stout face. Running a hand across his own face, Leon tried very hard not to despair.
"Well, Leon, we certainly have our work cut out for us, don't we?"
Saved by the Prince Regent, Leon turned to face Arthur.
"Indeed we do, sire," Leon agreed readily. "But we know they have potential."
Gawain looked offended. Percival and Elion looked genuinely curious. Lancelot looked like a dejected puppy, as if he took not seeing what Leon had as a failure.
"You'll get there," Leon offered gently, trying to soothe that look. Out of all of them, Leon had the highest hopes for Lancelot. He knew how devoted Lancelot was. It was something they sorely needed.
"I will not let either of you down," Lancelot assured earnestly.
Leon smiled. "I know you won't. You aren't to blame for what you don't know. You already have great skill. Arthur admits you beat him fairly at the first time you were in Camelot, and you've had more years with the sword since then. We're just going to help you hone those skills even further."
Lancelot smiled softly at that and nodded, accepting both the praise and the promise. Arthur smiled, one of his rare, genuine smiles.
"You wouldn't be here if you didn't deserve to be. None of you would be."
Leon wasn't offended that Arthur's words soothed the ruffled feathers more than his own had. He understood. After all, it was Arthur to whom they'd given their pledge. Leon was just a fellow knight. Turning to Leon, Gawain demanded,
"How did you know? What was it I did that told you what I was going to do next?"
Cocking his head to the side, Leon asked,
"Have you truly not learned how to read an opponent for his intent?"
Gawain frowned.
"No. At least not so intentionally, I suppose. I react more than anything."
Arthur and Leon shared a frown. That didn't fit any of what they'd observed of Gawain's fighting style. Leon wondered if Gawain actually meant that, if that was truly what he thought of his own skills.
"You definitely don't," Arthur disagreed. "Your two-handed wielding is more effective on offense than defense. So you're likely doing the sort of thing Leon is talking about, just more instinctively."
Leon nodded.
"And as you aren't actively aware you're doing it, it limits you at times. I'll teach you how to be more intentional about it until it comes so easily you can go right back to forgetting you're doing it."
Flicking his hair back out of his face, Gawain shrugged.
"Fine. I'll hold you to that."
Grinning, Leon replied,
"I have no doubt."
Turning to Arthur, he said, "We skipped doing any real individual skill assessment. It seemed reasonable at the time, sire, but now I think we should do it. It'll help us know where to focus actual training and which areas just need more practice."
Arthur nodded.
"I agree. But that can wait until tomorrow. I think we just have some fun sparring this afternoon." The others brightened at the idea, so Leon resisted the urge to sigh.
"Of course, sire,"
Leon replied dutifully. Arthur clapped him on the shoulder and grinned. The Knights of Camelot were a brotherhood. Leon had been told this over and over since he was a child. These men weren't his brothers. Not yet, at least not in anything but name. Slowly, though, they were becoming friends. It was a step in the right direction. For now, Leon would take it. The end.